everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we're here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So, for today's episode, we are going to be doing our continuation of talking about the Santa Clauses. So, if you guys have not watched the Santa Clauses yet, you probably shouldn't have listened to last week's episode. And you shouldn't listen to this one until you go back and watch the show. And then come back and listen to part one and two so we can all discuss together.
Yes, because spoilers are ahead.
Yes. So in this episode, we're going to be discussing episodes 4 through 6 of season one only.
Yes. So if you haven't seen season two yet, you are safe because we will talk nothing about it.
No. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Okay, so just in case you missed episode one or you forget, we thought that the show was really good. It was really cute.
Yes.
But having said that, we thought episodes 1 to 3 were a little on the weaker side, which is why I'm excited for this episode because I feel like episodes 4 through 6 really picked things up.
I definitely agree. Before we get into episode 4, I do want to mention one thing because I forgot to mention it in the previous episode, but then I started thinking about it. How weird was it to you when Santa returned, like, after having his, like, accident falling off the roof, and they had, like, a weird kids bop dance party?
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, I didn't bring that up last episode, and I was just sitting here thinking about it, and I was like, you know, kids bop was a weird, that was a weird moment.
It was a weird moment.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, like, having a fever dream.
No, you weren't.
Okay, we can actually now start with
Episode four. Okay, so chapter 4 was called The Shoes Off the Bed Claws, which I just love some of these titles. They're so silly.
Like, they are silly.
I just love them. But anyway, so we know that in last episode, Simon was named the new Santa Claus.
Yes, he was.
And on his very first day, he already cannot find the suit.
Yeah, Simon, you're not doing too great.
And honestly, I think, like, the suit knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before anything even happened.
The suit was running and hiding.
Knew. Like,
taking cover.
Yes. I feel like this was a big sign of things to come.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know that, like, I saw it coming necessarily right away. But, like, looking back, it makes sense. So much sense now.
I honestly thought the suit went back to Chicago with them.
I initially thought so, too.
And, like, he was trying to be like, no, don't leave. Come back. I'm not ready or whatever.
Right.
That's what I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, but no. Instead, it's a big sign of things to come with Simon. And Scott is having a little bit of trouble adjusting to life in Chicago as well. It's kind of funny because I wrote my third, like, note is I'm annoyed by Simon.
Yeah.
Like, and this is when I thought he was supposed to be, like, a good Santa Claus. Not to spoil the rest of the episodes, but he's not.
No, he's a jerk.
So, like, I couldn't stand him already. Yeah. Episode 4, very beginning. And Betty can't believe that he lost the coat. And he's, like, I don't like how Simon treats Betty. I don't like how Simon treats anyone,
anybody,
really,
but
like, he gets really annoying.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Anywho, back in Chicago, the kids need to start school, and Cal immediately bumps into this girl, and Sandra immediately, like, makes friends, like, who like to ride horses. Like,
yeah.
It's almost, like, too perfect. Like, when you're... So, okay, random tangent.
Yeah.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, K-8.
Okay, I went to middle school, so I hear you there.
Yeah. And when I went to West Mifflin High School, like, there were only 2 other people that came with me to the high school from St. Elizabeth's, and they were boys.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, like, you can't be friends with boys.
But just different friend groups.
Yeah. And so I knew nobody, and, like, the fact that they both made friends that quickly,
immediately,
it just doesn't happen that way. Because everyone kind of has their little groups.
And normally they don't let you in.
Yeah. I actually had this girl. Her name was Lois Ribich. To this day, like,
Shout out Lois.
Yeah, right?
Lois, if you're listening to this, she remembers you.
I do. I remember you very well. The very first day I walk in, I know no one. Like, I'm just trying to, like, you know, find a kind soul.
Did she push you in a trash can like Katie Heron?
She didn't push me in a trash can, but she did say to me, she was like, you know, I don't like you. I was like, why? She was like, oh, you see, I just don't like the unfamiliar.
Whoa, Lois, girl.
To this day, like, we gotta talk. That.
Lois, we gotta talk. I was gonna say, why are we dropping names, but...
That's why we're dropping names.
Excuse me, Lois.
She was not very nice.
Well, hopefully she mellowed out in her...
I doubt it.
...adulthood.
I doubt it. I did feel bad for her because she had a bad back and had to have surgery and stuff, so I did feel bad for her in that way, but she was not a very nice person to me.
I don't like the...
Yeah, that's what she told me.
It's so not funny, but, like, what high schooler says that?
I know. Like, that's legitimately what she said to me. I was like, okay, that's fine. We don't have to be friends. I'll find other people.
Don't come near me. That's fine.
But, like, so she was on the cheerleading squad with me, actually.
I would have dropped her off the top of the pyramid. I'm sorry.
No, she was a back.
Oh, I would have just... with my head back real quick. Oh, sorry.
So anyway, my 10th grade year, that was my first year I ever cheered because I had always done gymnastics and, like, I didn't really have time for anything else, but I had, like, quit competing gymnastics and I tried out for cheerleading and I did make it by, like, the skin of my teeth because I had no idea what I was doing my 10th grade year. And then, like, when I figured out, like, through the year, like, what I was doing, I, like, got better. And the following year, like, it was a really rough tryout because not very many seniors left. And so there weren't a lot of spots for the 11th graders. And I beat her and she hated me even more after that. So.
Dang.
Yeah.
The rivalry of Mandy and Lois will never be forgotten.
It won't. So, Lois, I doubt you're listening, but if you ever do... I remember.
She remembers all.
I do. Anywho, back to the episode.
Anyway, so you don't actually make friends in high school is the whole point of that,
yes. So anyway.
People suck.
People do stuff.
High school sucks. Don't go to high school. It's horrible.
Like, Mean Girls, like, was not far from the truth.
No, about girls, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, like, sadly, but...
Yeah.
Anywho, back to the episode. Sorry, everyone, for that tangent. All right.
I've never heard that story.
Well, now you have.
Now I have.
Okay. So Carol gets a job offer at a new charter school because if you remember, she was a principal back in the movies. So basically, like, the entire... Scott's entire family is doing really well except mm-hmm. for him. He's having a really rough time. And Simon gets this idea back at the North Pole that he wants Christmas to be every single day. So, like, if you want something...
You just get it.
Yeah, you just get it because it's Christmas every day. Which basically equates to Christmas isn't special anymore. Which isn't great, you know. And Betty tells Simon that this idea is terrible. Like, she legit comes out and tells him how it is, which I love.
I like that she's just up front about things.
Yeah, I love Betty. And Noel challenges Simon to a duel to make him leave the North Pole, which I thought was hilarious.
It was good with his long candy cane, like, get out of here.
Like, it was hilarious, but Betty makes him stop. She's like, he's Santa, you know, we have to listen to him. Which I wish Betty would have let him duel him, because that would have been great.
I'm pretty sure Simon would have, like, beat the heck out of Noel, though.
Probably. But anyway, Noel does leave the North Pole because he wants to go and find Scott to tell him, like, how horrible things are going. And he leaves Betty a note, but unfortunately Simon finds it and tears it up, so Betty doesn't know that Noel left.
What a jerk.
Which is so sad.
Don't, like, mess with their marriage.
I know, and now she's all worried about him. It's awful. There's more problems at the North Pole, though, other than just making Christmas every day. The reindeer can't fly. Elves are disappearing. They're just AWOL. And Simon blames poor Betty for...
Yeah,
like, clearly,
it's her fault.
Yeah, clearly this wasn't happening before you, Simon. So it's obviously you. Scott takes a delivery job, but he gets fired for getting into a snowball fight, which is such a random thing to get fired for.
Okay, also, just a random thought, because when we were watching the snowball fight, did it... Okay, the way the kids were dressed... Did they remind you of the way the kids were dressed in Elf? When
yes.
Buddy was, like,
doing the snowball fight.
I wonder if that was a weird, like...
callback?
Reference.
It might have been.
Because I was like, that hat looks familiar. Like, the one kid had on?
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's the same, like, callback, reference.
It might be. Because it's a cute Christmas movie, too. So, who knows? So, yeah. Simon's in charge for now, but Christmas spirit is dying. And you start to see, like, the little black ball in the, like, orb get bigger. And more elves are disappearing. Simon actually ends up firing Betty, which is crazy.
That made me so uncomfortable.
Oh, I was so mad at him.
I was too.
Because I love Betty. Like, Betty's my favorite character. So Betty goes to the witch in the woods, and you find that the coat is there with the witch. And Betty wants to contact, in quotes I have, him.
Yeah, we don't know who him
is. We don't know who him is, but there's a mysterious him. And the family froze, and a Santa hand appears on Scott's shoulder. And that's where the episode ends.
Okay, so on to episode 5. Chapter 5 is titled Across the Yuleverse, which, what a horrible title.
I know.
The Yuleverse. Oh, goodness.
I love how, like, that comes into play later too. Like, they all hate it
because it's horrible.
It is horrible.
Of all the things and titles you could think of, the Yuleverse.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's rough. Okay, so the mysterious hand is revealed to be Bernard. We all remember Bernard.
I love Bernard.
I had a crush on Bernard as a kid.
I know you did.
I don't know why. He did not age well. I'm sorry, Bernard. You didn't age well, bud.
No, especially because, like, you know, they put, like, a ton of makeup on him, and it just didn't help.
No.
That's mean. That's, like, a Lois move. I won't be Lois. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, Lois. But, like, oh, Bernard. But, yeah, I don't know why as a kid, though, I, like, had a crush on Bernard.
I mean, he was a little cutie back then.
I mean, the movie came out, what, in, like, the late 90s?
Something like that.
So I was probably, like, 4.
Yeah, something like that.
But, yeah, so my man's back, and I'm excited. Okay, so Bernard appears before Scott, and he tells him that he needs to return to his role as Santa Claus. And to convince him, Bernard ends up taking him to visit one of Scott's predecessors, Santa 17. The 17th Santa, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right?
I think so.
I think it's the 17th, yeah. And basically, he reveals that all of the previous Santas were ethereal. And Scott was chosen to become Santa because of his giving spirit as a child. Okay, the scene, though, where, like, we see little Scott and his list for Santa is, like,
so cute.
Miles and miles long. And Santa's like, Scott, like, I can't bring you all of this. And he's like, oh, it's not for me. Like, the bike is for Timmy and the doll is for this one. And I just wanted to give everybody a good Christmas. Like, that, my heart.
I know. It was so sweet.
I
so
love
cute.
It. But we learned a little bit about, like, the previous Santas. Like, they used to give, like, oranges out as, like, gifts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was really nice to see all of the Santas.
This was honestly my favorite episode.
I agree. We also met Krampus, and he was awesome.
I was kidnapped by Krampus once.
You were kidnapped by Krampus. Not this Krampus. He was cute and nice, not the one you had.
No, so we went to this escape room in Myrtle Beach, and it was Christmas themed, and they asked for a volunteer at the beginning, and, like, none of our family was volunteering, so I was like, I'll go. And then they, like, took me into this room, and, like...
And they smacked her over the head. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, they legitimately did put me, like, my leg in, like, a manacle. Like, they, like... And I was kidnapped by Krampus, and they had to find the key to, like, get me out.
We got her out. She's fine.
Yeah, I was fine.
She wasn't, like, traumatized or anything.
I was kidnapped by Krampus.
But I really liked Krampus in, like, this show.
Yeah.
I thought he was adorable.
I agree.
I know that's weird, but I did think he was cute. So basically we learn that the clauses were created to help guide him in his endeavors. And learning of Simon's, like, weird campaign thing that he has going on, Scott decides, okay, maybe I do need to return to the North Pole. But his family's like, Scott, I don't know about that. Like, we just made life here.
Yep.
And you promised you'd spend Christmas with us, and that's not happening. And Scott's like, I'll do it next year. Which, like, dude.
Yeah, keep putting it off, Scott.
Kick the can down the road. But when everybody realizes what's going on, they decide that they want to help. And unfortunately, when they get to the North Pole, Simon finds Scott and locks him up.
Yep.
And it's not looking too good for old Scotty boy and Gary.
No, it's not.
Gary is my guy.
I know, he's cool.
He's awesome.
He is pretty awesome.
I do like that his tinfoil hat was what was protecting him from, like, vanishing.
I know, that was so hilarious.
I was cracking up.
I loved it. It kind of reminded me of my mom a little bit.
When she would make tinfoil hats?
Yes. Yeah.
Also, it's very odd that Cal can see, like, weird, like, portals in the sky.
Yeah.
That's different.
Apparently Scott can too, though. Like, yeah, he just never knew.
But that's how he got around.
So, here's my question, though. Like, so, Cal can do that because Scott can, right?
I guess so, yeah.
But Scott can't talk to animals, so where did Sandra get that?
I thought he used to talk to the reindeer. Am I wrong on that one?
Did they talk back? I don't remember now.
I think they might have.
Maybe they did. Maybe you're right.
Maybe Donner talked back to him? No, because he had one that he was close to.
I do remember that.
I don't remember which one it was, but I bet you they talked back. I just don't remember.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she did get it from him, too.
I mean, I assume if you're going to be the new Santa, you probably get it from the previous Santa.
Maybe.
Like, I assume they would get all the same, like, power.
I don't know, because Scott's the first human to actually be Santa, so it's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is this the episode that you were saying you feel like it contradicts?
Yeah, because they were saying that Santa is a continuum or whatever, but in this episode they explain it more like, oh, you know, the other Santas, you know, had their time, and then, like, they decided to pick a human because they needed more Christmas spirit or something. Like, it wasn't exactly clear, but it didn't really bring that continuum thing back that they were talking about.
And also, if they're, like, ethereal and, like, witches and wizards, and can't they just create Christmas spirit? Is that not how that works?
I guess not. But I, like, guess I think it has to be, like, the kids and the people that have the Christmas spirit.
Mm.
Like, around the world.
So why does Scott need to have the spirit, then? If the rest of the Santas, like, didn't have
Well, to. I guess if you, like...
Because he's a human?
Well, there's that, and then also, like, can you imagine, like, if Santa doesn't have Christmas spirit? Like, how bad is that?
I guess.
Like, I don't know. It just seems like... I don't know. It seemed to contradict itself a little bit.
But that's episode 5, so I think you're going to take us home with the last episode.
I am. So chapter 6 is called A Christmas to Remember. This is, like, the first episode that has, like, a normal title. So the code leaves to find Scott, because, you know, Scott's in jail currently. And the drones. Okay, the drones were hilarious, by the way. Simon created these drones to, like...
Deliver packages.
Well, and he does, like, security ones.
Yeah.
Which, these security drones, okay, this is later in the episode, but, like, it cracked me up. Cal's, like, being, like, a counselor to them.
They have feelings.
They do have feelings. And, like, Simon's not very nice to them. And, like, Cal, like, makes friends with the drones so, like, they can go around the North Pole. It's just hysterical. Like, the whole scene is hilarious.
It's so weird.
It's a little further down,
though. Oh, I do want to say, too, in episode 5 that I just talked about, the girl that Cal was kind of, like, talking to came to the house. And he was like, we gotta go. And she's like, oh, you're like all the rest of them. And he's like, no, watch. My family will be in your chimney on Christmas.
Yep.
And
foreshadowing.
It's so cute.
It is very cute. But anyway, one of these drones, before Cal talks to them, tells Simon that he needs the Santa coat to control everything. So Simon is looking for this coat, and because, like, he's so obsessed with finding this coat, like, he's really mean to Grace, and that just made me so mad. Because his one redeeming quality, like...
was that he was a good father.
Exactly. And this, like... he was losing his one good thing, and it made me so mad, especially because Grace is so cute and so sweet. Oh, I'm so
angry. And she already lost her mom.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't need more. Jerk.
One thing that was funny, the bars in the jail, like, they're, like, trying to get out in the can, and then they realize it's made of licorice, so they just eat the licorice.
Which is great.
Like, after forever, like, they figure out, oh, we're just gonna eat licorice. Like,
I like the cow's like, is there any red licorice lying around?
No.
Like, what?
Like, no. Oh, it's funny. As Simon uses toy soldiers. Do you remember the toy soldiers? I think it was from maybe
Yeah, and I hated
two.
Them back then, and yeah. I hate them now. They're scary.
Same. And they're back, and I hated it.
They but are freaking.
He uses them as security, too, and I don't like it. So Cal gets stopped by the drones, but he sweet-talks them, as we already talked about. Carol, she fights the toy soldiers, and man, she kicks some butt.
Yeah, she has a John Wick moment.
Yeah, she does. It's awesome. I love it. And Simon and Scott face off for the coat. Simon, because he's a jerk, decides he's going to burn the coat, which is, like, thousands of years old.
That's
like,
so not okay.
No, it's not. Like, you're destroying history, man. Stop it. But Grace, because she's amazing, stops him. And she takes the snow globe that she found at the North Pole and shows him the Christmas after her mom died. And that she was so happy because he was there for her. And it's making her sad because he's not there for her now. He's so obsessed with, like, taking control and making all this money. Which, by the way, we didn't talk about this. He was monetizing Christmas.
Yes. Yes, he was.
So he was, like
hardcore.
Yeah, charging for, like, Christmas gifts and, like, the delivery. And, like, he was trying to make money off of this. So, like, you know, not Christmas spirit at all.
Not at all.
So Scott gets the coat, but the orb is completely dark, and Scott blames himself for ruining Christmas. But a group hug brings the magic back, which I thought was kind of a cop-out.
A little bit.
I mean, did it help? Sure, but to make everything okay, I don't know.
At that point, just do a seventh episode.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But that's what happened. A magic hug saved it all.
Magic hugs.
Yes. And Noel finds Betty because, you know, she had disappeared because of the Christmas spirit being gone. And she's back, which it was a very cute reunion.
It was really sweet. They're really, really cute together.
I do really like them. And there's only 3 hours till Christmas. Scott puts on the coat and becomes Santa again. And Scott finally keeps his promise to spend Christmas with the family. And the entire family goes to deliver the presents, which I thought was very cute.
It was.
And one of the ending scenes is Cal delivers flowers to Riley. And she kisses him.
That was her name. I couldn't remember her name.
And that is episodes 4 through 6 of the Santa Classes.
Okay, so we gave the first 3, like a 5 to a 6.
Yes.
Where would you put these?
I would give this one, like, these a 6 to a 7.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I think 1 and 2 drag the series down as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you get past them, the rest of the episodes are really good. This back half is, like, really good.
Yeah, and I have to say 5 is by far the strongest episode.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed the history of, like, the Santa Clauses and going through the Yuleverse, even though we hate the name.
Any final thoughts on the show?
Final thoughts. I think it's definitely worth a watch.
It definitely gives you the Christmas spirit.
It does. It's very cute. I just wouldn't expect... It's not as good as, like, the first Santa Claus movie, because
yeah.
That was just amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd say the Santa Claus 2 was still better, like, as you get further out from 1, obviously, it's more on par with those.
Yeah, I was going to say the one with Jack Frost, is that 3?
I think so.
That's my least favorite, and I feel like this was very on par with that.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And, like I said, still good, but just not as good as it used to be. They're really, like...
They're really grasping at
straws here.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's definitely worth a watch one time, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I will be watching season 2, just because I want to know what happens.
Yeah, I agree. I think 5 out of the 6 episodes are out now, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is the Santa Clauses. We liked the Santa Clauses.
We did.
We didn't love it, but we liked it. But what we do love, Alyssa...
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
We do love them.
And we want to thank them now. This is for listening to the episode, Our Reactions on Epcot Attractions. Thank you to our listeners in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, San Jose, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, shout out to Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, Council Bluffs, Iowa, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, thank you to our listeners in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Santa Ana, California, Toronto, Ontario, in Canada, Honolulu, Hawaii, thank you to West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, Avondale, Pennsylvania. Thank you to Monaca, Pennsylvania, Brook Park, Minnesota, Marcellus, Michigan. And last, but certainly not least, we got a listener in Indonesia and one in Oman, which is really cool.
Thank you, guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what did you think of episodes 4 to 6 of The Santa Clauses? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust, a podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys,
we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust.
Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.